Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Tyre Nichols' mother is asking for any protest to be peaceful as Memphis gets ready to release the video of a traffic stop that preceded Nichols' death. Five fired Memphis police officers have been charged with murder, among other offenses, in the death of Tyre Nichols, a black motorist who died 3 days after a confrontation with officers. Mayor Jim Strickland.
I am sad and angry for the family of Tyre Nichols. I am also angry for the many good men and women of the Memphis Police Department who devote their lives to serving our citizens.
The AP's Donna Warder on a vigil last night.
Tyre Nichols' mother, Rovon Wells, delivered a message at the vigil ahead of what's expected to be the release of video footage of Nichols' beating by five Memphis police officers.
I don't want us burning up our cities, tearing up the streets.
Yes, ma'am.
That's not what my son stood for.
Amen.
And if you guys are here for me and Tyre, then you will protest peacefully.
Nichols died 3 days after the January 7th traffic stop, in which police say he was pulled over for reckless driving and then fled the scene. I'm Donna Warder.
Did Syria's Air Force drop chlorine gas on the city of Douma in 2018, killing 43 people? An investigation by a global chemical weapons watchdog says there are reasonable grounds to believe it did. The latest confirmation that the regime of Syrian President Bashar Assad used chemical weapons during his country's civil war. Check to see if you have any classified documents. That's what the National Archives is asking former U.S. presidents and vice presidents to do, following the news that President Biden and former Vice President Pence had such documents in their possession. The Dow gained 205 points yesterday. This is AP News. Will you be getting a COVID shot every year, like the flu shot?
Scientific advisors for the Food and Drug Administration are helping to decide how and when to update the recipe for COVID-19 vaccinations and whether Americans need once-a-year boosters. At an advisory panel meeting Thursday, the FDA's vaccine chief, Dr. Peter Marks, says vaccinations should be made simpler.
In order to facilitate the process of optimally vaccinating and protecting the entire population moving forward.
Members voted unanimously that people should get the same formula for initial vaccinations or a booster to protect against prevalent strains. Many questions remain, like whether young people would really need yearly boosters and whether people with weak immunity might need two doses. Right now, more than 80% of Americans have had at least one COVID-19 shot, but only 16% of those eligible for the updated boosters have gotten one. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Recent California storms have boosted water allocation for cities. I'm Lisa Dwyer. Public water agencies in California will be getting more water from the state because of recent heavy rain. A series of powerful storms dumped an estimated 32 trillion gallons of water in California in just 3 weeks. That's helped replenish the state's reservoirs that had been at dangerously low levels. Public water agencies will be getting 30% of what they asked for. That's up from the 5% state officials had announced in December. It has been 17 years since the state water project has delivered 100% of its water allocation. California is trying to build 7 new water storage projects, but those projects have taken nearly a decade to get off the ground amid a long permitting and approval process. There are 2 months left in the state's rainy season. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP Sports. I'm John Leatherby. We begin in the NHL with two division and conference rivals meeting in Florida. Correspondent Walt Marsicano has more.
The Tampa Bay Lightning broke the Boston Bruins' 6-game win streak with a 3-2 win in the marquee matchup of the night. Victor Hedman fired in the game winner late in the third period after a seesaw battle. Brandon Hagel netted the Lightning's first goal. Nikita Kucherov finished with a goal and an assist. Boston's Brad Marchand got his 16th of the season. Pavel Zacha also scored for the Bruins.
In Washington, Alex Ovechkin with a pair of goals as the Capitals edge the Penguins 3-2 in a shootout. Forward Nick Backstrom with the deciding tally.
It's always these kind of games against Pittsburgh, I think, and it's fun games to play because there's a lot of emotion out there. So, I think It's actually a great hockey game, I think, overall. We started off really good, and they came back in the second, and yeah, it was a tight game.
The other winners, the Red Wings, Buffalo, Nashville, Minnesota, Anaheim, the Blackhawks, and Arizona. Six-game schedule in the NBA beginning in Brooklyn, where the Pistons stunned the Nets.
The Nets' swoon continued with a 131-22 loss to the lowly Pistons. Sadiq Bey dropped in 25 points and Alec Burks added 20 as Detroit won in Brooklyn for the first time since April 2018. The Pistons trailed by a point before scoring 43 points on 65% shooting in the third quarter. Bey had 15 points on 6 of 7 from the field in the third. The Nets fell to 2-6 since Kevin Durant went down with a knee injury. Kyrie Irving had a game-high 40 points and Nick Claxton added a career best 27 for the Nets. Brooklyn finished without Ben Simmons due to knee soreness. I'm Dave Ferry.
In Boston, Julius Randle poured in 37, the Knicks downing the Celtics 121-17 in overtime. Jason Tatum with 35 and 14 rebounds in the loss. Charlotte, Cleveland, Dallas, and the Clippers were the other winners. I'm John Leatherby, AP Sports.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After discoveries of classified documents connected to former President Donald Trump and more recently President Biden and former Vice President Mike Pence, sources tell the AP the National Archives has asked former presidents and vice presidents to recheck their personal records for any classified documents. FBI Director Chris Wray didn't talk about specifics, but said,
"We have had for quite a number of years any number of mishandling investigations. That is, unfortunately, a regular part of our counterintelligence divisions and counterintelligence programs work. And people need to be conscious of the rules regarding classified information and appropriate handling of them."
The sources say the letter was sent to representatives of former presidents and vice presidents, extending back to Ronald Reagan, to ensure compliance with the Presidential Records Act. President Biden likes the numbers from the government on the economy in the last quarter of last year.
"Economic growth is up, stronger than expert expected at 2.9%.
But speaking outside Washington, the president says the progress is being threatened.
"Got to protect those gains that our policies have generated. Protect them from the MAGA Republicans in the House of Representatives who are threatening to destroy this progress. Look, you know, this ain't your father's Republican Party."
The U.S. economy continues to grow, but slowed down in the last quarter. The Commerce Department estimates that the nation's gross domestic product decelerated last quarter, growing at an annual pace of 2.9% from October to December. That's slowing from 3.2% in the fall. For the year, the GDP expanded slightly over 2%, much slower than the blistering growth in 2021, with an economy recovering from the pandemic. The numbers were boosted by resilient spending by consumers, businesses, and the government. Most analysts think the economy will slow further in the current quarter and slide into at least a mild recession by mid-year. An intended consequence of the Federal Reserve's aggressive series of interest rate hikes meant to crush the worst inflation in four decades. Jennifer King, Washington.
Five fired Memphis police officers have been charged with second-degree murder and other crimes in the arrest and death of Tyree Nichols, a black driver who died 3 days after a confrontation with the officers during a traffic stop. The five fired officers are black. A federal grand jury in Los Angeles is gathering evidence in a criminal investigation of Goodyear recreational vehicle tires, blamed for the deaths of at least eight people. Palestinian officials say Israeli forces killed at least nine Palestinians during a raid in a flashpoint area in the West Bank. This is AP News. Russia is shrugging off the U.S. and German contribution of tanks to Ukraine.
The Kremlin has previously warned that such tank deliveries would be a dangerous escalation of the conflict in Ukraine. It also strongly denounced the significant move by Germany and the United States to send the heavy weaponry to its enemy. But it insists the new armor won't stop Russia from achieving its goals in Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the potential of the tanks in the fight against Russia were clearly exaggerated. Peskov also warned the West not to get too involved in the conflict. "Moscow views everything that NATO and the capitals I have mentioned are doing as direct involvement in the conflict. We can see it growing." Meanwhile, Russia launched a new wave of missiles and self-exploding drones across Ukraine, the latest in a series of strikes. I'm Karen Chamas.
At least 11 people have died in Ukraine from the latest attacks, including one death in Kyiv. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Many economists think we are headed into a recession. What will that mean for you? The widespread view among economists is that it's very likely we'll be in a recession sometime this year, although there are reasons to think that if a recession does come, it'll be comparatively mild. Still, a recession would mean job losses, though right now employers in many industries are continuing to add jobs. There are signs, though, that consumers are starting to get nervous about spending. Retail sales have dropped for 2 months in a row. Credit card debt is rising, evidence that Americans are having to borrow more to maintain their spending levels. The good news? Those skyrocketing prices for new and used cars are beginning to come down, and price hikes for furniture and clothing, among some other items, are slowing. I'm Rita Foley.
NASA insists an asteroid passing close to the Earth tonight will be a near miss. A newly discovered asteroid the size of a delivery truck known as 2023 BU will zoom 2,200 miles, that's 3,600 kilometers, above the southern tip of South America just before 7:30 p.m. Eastern. That's closer than a typical communications satellite. Engineers with the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, who helped develop NASA's Impact Hazard Assessment System, quickly ruled out an Earth strike, but say this is one of the closest approaches by a known near-Earth object ever recorded. Scientists say even if the space rock did come a lot closer, most of it would burn up, with bigger pieces possibly falling as meteorites. Earth's gravity is expected to drastically alter the space rock's orbit as it zips by, changing its year around the sun from 359 to 425 days. I'm Jennifer King.
The Biden administration's again expanded sanctions against Russia's Wagner Group and its affiliates for their role in the war in Ukraine and activities in Africa. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen announced the sanctions, saying the moves against Russia will further impede Vladimir Putin's ability to arm and equip his war machine. She calls the Wagner Group brutal. It's a private Russian military group owned by a close associate of Putin. The sanctions target dozens of Wagner Group affiliates, including some in the Central African Republic and the United Arab Emirates, as well as the president of Russia's Kalashnikov concern, the original maker of the AK-47 assault rifle. They also hit a Chinese space company accused of supplying Wagner Group affiliates with satellite imagery of Ukraine. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Some Americans are leaving Hong Kong. The U.S. Center for Strategic and International Studies says about one-fifth of Americans living in Hong Kong have left the country over the past 2 years. U.S. Consul General Greg May says Hong Kong's strict anti-COVID-19 measures and diminishing freedoms have clearly impacted the city and the people in it. In a video address, May also said worries remain over Hong Kong's reputation as a business center, which depends on adherence to international standards and the rule of law. The Chinese Foreign Ministry's office in Hong Kong says May has slandered the rule of law and freedom in Hong Kong and has deliberately discredited Hong Kong's business environment. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.